Williams from Newtown AFC, and you're listening to the JD Cymru Premier Podcast with Webber and Jonah.
It's the JD Cymru Premier Podcast with a croaky Mark Webber and a very alright Mark Jonah Jones. A lot of chirping on Twitter between TNS and the Nomads as we head into another crucial weekend on the pitch. But it's the top two clash of Barry against Nomads which Jonah wants to chirp on about first, eh Jonah?
Did I see this being a top of the table decider? I don't think anybody did with TNS always being in the league. But it's 2 years in a row now, Barry and Connors Key striving for top spots, so you've got to give them credit. You know, Gav Chesterfield and Andy Morrison, they're hunting down TNS as hard as they can. So they look like wanting to make a good title race of it again this year. It was a close one last year, and obviously these are key games now, especially against each other. I think Connors Key, I think he would have been okay with a point last week against TNS, especially after being a goal down. And they got their point in the end through a Michael Wilde goal. And Barry had a bad day out last Saturday. It's the first one of the season. I think unless you are, a Man City where things don't go usually wrong, or Liverpool, like, I think you're entitled to have a day off now and again. And they had a day off at Carnarvon. Taking nothing away from Carnarvon because they were absolutely superb. It's going to be a massive game. Would they both settle for a point apiece? Who knows? But I think if anybody's going to go and really stretch TNS all the way, you've got to be aiming maybe for the three. But it'd be in a situation they are. One's top, one's second, and they got Saturday to look forward to. So far for their both seasons, fantastic.
Al, here's Andy Morrison.
They've been fantastic since they come into the league. They've managed to keep a fantastic group of players together from last season and added more quality to it. It's never easy. I'm not saying it's easy for anyone, but it's slightly easier in the south there. You know, if Connors Key are doing well and you're bringing players in and you have a great run, then there's 30, 40 clubs around here in the Eva Stick, in the National North, in the National League, you know, that you'd lose your players to, and it normally comes down to money. But, you know, Barry are able to keep hold of them there. They'll be able to go and pick off probably the best players that are available in that area and put a fantastic squad together, which they have. So, you know, it's a really difficult place to go down there. And if we win the game, Nick will be gracious. If we lose the game, we'll most certainly be gracious. We won't be talking about the opposition having one shot on goal and only having one attack and scoring, given berating the referee, moaning about the pitch. You know, I think I heard something about a horse on the pitch. I'm not too sure. I'll have to listen to that one again. But, you know, it's about us being mindful that, for me personally, every time I speak, I'm representing the Welsh League, and I have to show respect to other managers. I have to show respect to other football clubs because, you know, the Welsh League is fighting against on so many fronts against with Sky Television and the Premiership, and it's so hard to get fans to come to games. And when every team's been rubbished every weekend when they seem to lose a game of football, then it's very difficult to sell that product. So you know, I'm very mindful of being respectful to other managers and every other team in this league.
And a big timely return for one of Barry's key players here, Jonah.
Jordan Cottrell's back. He's been waiting a long time since his suspension. We've mentioned his suspension on the programme. He's key Cottrell to him. He just gives them something different. They're a very athletic team, Barry, but they also... He adds a bit of class. Everybody knows that. He adds a bit of class to him. He can change things. He's a bit like an older version of the young boy they brought in, most probably, Sean Spence. So that'll give Gavin a couple of different options. Clayton Green they missed, I think, last week. He's been one of the most effective and better players in the league again this season. They welcome him back, and I think they got George Ratcliffe back, the goalkeeper, back.
Now let's talk about the side that took Barry's unbeaten record. Comprehensive by Carnarvon. Here's Sean Eardley.
Hapus iawn. Mae'n perfformiad addehog. Dyn i'r dyn. Dwi'n hapus i'r chwaraewyr, hapus i'r cefnogwyr, yn hapus iawn i'r dref Carnarvon heno. Results, bendigedig.
And Jonah, let me tell you, the Coffees are definitely wanting to remind everyone that being a top six make weight is so not the target this season. There's more to come.
They were brilliant last week, Carnarvon, against Barry, and I think all the Barry fans who went out there will tell you that. They were absolutely superb. They were tremendous form going forward, and they got the players. We know they got the players. When they're going forward, they're dynamic. You know, they had young Sean Bradley playing well going forward. You've got Darren Thomas going forward, Jamie Breeze. You know, you've got Danny Brookwell, Kai Jones coming off the bench. And so there's five forwards for a start, all looking to get in on the act. And they got in on the act last week with a tremendous 4-1 win over Barry. Don't forget as well, Carnarvon could win this game Friday night against Newtown and go, if things went berserk, they could go top of the table. But a 2-0 win, I think, could put them as high as second. So Carnarvon, second in November, that would be a fantastic, you know, that's a fantastic performance so far for the Covies. So if they play like they did last week at Dome de Barry, they might even be just about forecast favourite. The Newtown were a little bit disappointed against Bala. They didn't really have the best of, you know, the best of nights. Bala rolled them, really. They rolled them and they looked good, Bala. We'll go on to Bala later on, but Newtown just a little bit inconsistent at the moment. Like Chrissy Hughes told us last week, they're a little bit inconsistent, so he'll want something from this game, definitely. Even a point at home, usually 1-3 at home, Newtown, but I think he might take a point tonight. But the way this league's going at the moment, who knows? It's a tough... Anybody, again, we go on about it all the time, anybody who's picking the six winners out of these six games at the moment, it's like lottery wins.
While we're on the subject of thumpings, Abba gave one to Airbus Shears. Abba's Mark Williams.
Started off slowly, a great goal by Andy Owens, but then once we got to grips with the game and, you know, equalised, you know, there was only one winner, really. And, you know, second half, we played some great stuff. I thought Paolo up top was excellent, and he's caused some real problems at the minute. So it's really good. We build on that after the win in the Cup on Tuesday. We've got a good semi-final to look forward to. And, you know, September was a poor month for us. I think we lost the four games, but, you know, we picked up slowly in October. And although we were drawing, I think that type of, you know, that some sort of little bit of momentum's helped us. And, you know, we know we weren't a million miles away if we could just, you know, turn them draws to wins, which, you know, we did on Saturday. So we go to Bala full of confidence. I think that's undefeated in seven. And, you know, looking back now, I think, you know, the draw against Connors Quay, which arguably we could have won on the night, it shows we can compete with the top side. So that's given us all confidence, and hopefully we can go and do the same at Bala on Friday, you know, live on the telly as well. I don't think we played our best when we played Carmarthen on the telly, so it'll be a good test for us, and, you know, one we're looking forward to.
Yeah, Jonah, I've asked the Cymru Leagues committee to develop a new trophy for the season, calling it the Jekyll and Hyde Award, bearing in mind the season so far, only one nominee, Aberystwyth Town.
Aber have clicked back into gear. They got a bit of... for a while they couldn't get it, but they got a few draws. They got a win last week, a tremendous win last week at Airbus. So I think coaching staff, the players will all be raring to go. They got a bit of form, they got a televised game, which always gives players a bit of spring in their step. But they're playing a Bala team who are really on form at the moment. I think they've scored second most goals in the league at the moment, is it? And that Joel Roberts, I think he scored a hat-trick last week. Henry Jones, so they scored four goals without Venables last week. So, you know, they'll be keen to come down to Aberystwyth. Is it a derby? It's not really a derby, but it's one of the closer games, and it'll be I think there could be a tremendous crowd there. Hope that is, because they deserve it. Like you said, Aberystwyth, they've just like turning their season round, so they're all digging in. Everybody's digging in there, so they deserve a bit more backing off the fans at Aberystwyth now. They got a great following. They got a tremendous following when they go away as well, but they always got 40 or 50 noisy fans. But let's hope there's a couple of hundred, of, you know, 400 to 500 to give them a bit of support on Friday evening again against Bala. Usually always a good team game. One thing you will say, I think Aber will go forward and try and play. Bala will go forward and try and play. So this could be a great game Friday night and a tough one to call.
Well, Cardiff Met dropping another point. Here's Christian Edwards.
I think, as I previously said, if it's a league for dropping the most points in 90 plus minutes, we'd be Premier League champions. And it's disappointing because the efforts of the players again today deserved more at home against Connors Quay and deserved more at home against TNS. That's been our last three home games, so it's difficult. But the performance has been there. If you look at the context of the game today, we totally dominant first half, rightly take the lead, and then second half you're expecting them to really bombard us, which they did late on, but the initial 20 minutes of the first half, I think we had four or five attempts at goal and a goal disallowed as well, so it was difficult. And yeah, when you concede in the 94th minute again, it's disappointing, and it's an individual error that doesn't need to happen. We can argue we haven't possibly marked properly off the corner, but it's the initial goal kick where why give the foul away when we know that's all's going to happen, they pump into our box.
Kevin Druids, a resurgent Kevin Druids for them, Jonah.
You know, they're not letting a lot of goals in there, but they're definitely letting a lot of late goals in, which is costing them. But sometimes when you're a manager, you've got to take the positives, even out of like giving late goals away all the time. You've got to, pick positives out. And the big positive is, they're not that far, they're still not that, not that far away. I think they're only 9 points, from the top of the league. I know they're not close. 9 points is a big 9 points. But I think there's more points they've got at this time than they've ever had in the season. So that's, they're doing okay at the moment. They just need a little bit of consistency. They need everybody in their team to put it together for the next couple of weeks. And I'm sure three or four wins would throw them back in the mix a little bit. Got to secure top six for me. I think they still will secure top six. But they just need, like you say, lock up in the last 5 minutes, lads. Because it hasn't, they've been doing really, really well, but the last 5 minutes has been affecting them. And they're playing a team at the moment, Kevin Druids. Well, they've been tremendous the last few weeks. 3 wins in a row puts them 7 with 15 points. So one more can you ask at the moment. Start of the season, they had a win first week. I think they had a draw, the Druids. Then everybody started counting them out. Oh, things are not going well at the Rock. Little bit of a, not everybody's happy at the Rock. As usual happens, people start making statements. What happens? 3 wins in a row, everything's jumping now at the Rock. The Rock is a place to be. They're looking forward to Cardiff Met going on Saturday. Jamie Davis is banging goals in left, right and centre. The defence is starting to lock up a bit. That's just football for you. Be a great game now again. The Met against the Druids. Draw. Definite draw. That's the punters' draw of the weekend. Druids against Met.
Gaining a point from that Met game was, of course, Penabont. Here's Rhys Griffiths.
The weather was a massive factor. First half, I thought we were tremendous first half in keeping it to one. They turned the weather machine off at half time, which was frustrating. But what we spoke about before the game was about digging in for 90 minutes. And I think last week against Kevin Druids, we deserve so much more, but unfortunately we didn't dig in for the last 20 like we could have, and it cost us a game. So today was about digging in.
Two inspired substitutions, your first appearance in the top tier since 2016, and of course Kostas Jozhevski came on and scored the equaliser.
Yeah, look, Kostas, he's done that before for us at ABBA. He's unlucky not to be starting, to be honest, because his work ethic has been superb, and his positivity. Sometimes when things are down, and particularly if you're not playing, it's difficult to keep your positivity up and your body language up, and he did that, and he deserved his goal. Thrilled for him.
How important is it for you, after conceding a two-goal advantage against Druids last week, that you've actually come back right at the death tonight to gain a point?
Yeah, I think, look, the two emotions that could have happened from last week were frustration and worry, and the first and it was frustration, not worry. I haven't been worried yet because I know how well we've been playing, so it was important to bounce back so that worry doesn't start to creep in rather than frustration, because at the moment it's just frustration.
And on to the next one.
Yeah, we that's what we've got to keep doing. We just, you turn a corner and there's not an easy game, so I think we've got Airbus away, so they'll be well up for it. So we just got to keep going, and the boys have got to keep believing, and more than anything, stick together.
Airbus and Penabont is a tight game. Tight game. I expect it to be a tight game. Airbus are 10th with 10 points. Penabont nicked a last minute point last week. Like I said, at the meta we just spoke about. Rhys Griffiths coming off the bench in the last 10 minutes. Big question there for Rhys. I'm sure he's been itching and thinking about it. But for me, he's a fit man. He's still a fit lad. I think he's 38, 39 now. But if you're a goal behind, I've watched them a few times this season, if you're a goal behind, maybe even a goal up in the last 15 minutes, you could still influence especially set plays. You know, he's quite a physical character, so defensively heading the ball away, he could be a plus. But in the opponent's half, if you're one down, I think he got the first header before the equaliser by Georgievski again last week. He hasn't been called up, Georgievski, yet to the Wales futsal or the Wales C squad, but I think he's just been added to the Welsh gymnastics squad. His double flips are magnificent. But it's a big game. I think Penobont will go after that point to Airbus, who had a disappointing scoreline last week. So they'll go there, I think, hoping to close the gap. And I think they'll go with a bit of positivity. Great game, big game, massive game. We go on about most of these games being big games, but against these two, it's a chance for Airbus to open that gap up again. It's a chance for Penobont to close it.
Last but not least, TNS has been very vocal about how they feel the league is going on Twitter. Well, the chairman has been, at least. Here's Scott Rusko, the manager.
We've just got to make sure these next two games are taken care of, and hopefully we'll get maximum points. Two games at home, which you think you should win anyway. No disrespect to the opposition, but that's what we're looking for. 6 points and then a little bit of a two-week break.
We're on the training ground this morning. How are you preparing in particular for the visit of Carmarthen Town?
Yeah, well, I don't know if they're going to go man for man, which they do sometimes against us. They've obviously got different management at the moment, with Neil Smothers going, and a little bit of a change. So you've got to be wary of teams that have new managers in place, because they do try and, you know, they do perk up a little bit. They lost the last game to Druids, I think, 2-1. We look at that footage today and make sure that we're seeing how they set up. But we know sort of their team and their squad and the players they've got to select from anyway, from previously playing on earlier on the season when we had a good victory. So not a lot different. Obviously, we trained yesterday, had a good session, and then the gym session. Today we're doing our conditioning, and then we've got our yoga, and then we train again Thursday and Friday. So it's a good week to train this week.
Things not going well for Carmarthen. Defeated at home again, as we know, last week by Kevin Druids, after taking a first half lead again. Luke Bowen with another goal, seems to be playing really well. We see, keep saying week after week, he's hitting goal after goal. So, but it's just they were undone again, unlucky. Maybe things are not going their way. Lee Sermon with a, you know, he's dived, got his head on the ball, tried to stop, and it's flown in past Idzi into the top corner. Just looks like that's the way things are going at the moment for Danny Thomas and Carmarthen. But what you do, Mac, you've got a second set of fixtures where there's 10 games, there's 30 points. You've got eight or seven games to go left in this. So, listen, they're going to Carmarthen. They're going to the New Saints. They may not get anything this weekend, but they've got to get their spirit right. They've got to dig in. There's 50 points to play for, yeah? Who's down in November? Nobody's down in November. Only football, only people who don't know anything about football will start telling you teams could be relegated in November. Not the dog's chance. They could have a slice of luck Saturday. They might go to Carmarthen, go to TNS, get a point, and they might go on an unbeaten run until Christmas. They could be mid-table by Christmas were they to win four or five games. So they are definitely in a spot to bother, a very, very big spot to bother. I'm not papering over the cracks, but I'm just trying to say it as it is. They would have to have a miraculous escape, Carmarthen. But there's still 50 points to play for. And that's a lot of points in football.
Well, that's your lot for this week. Don't forget, you can keep up to date on the Cymru League's Twitter. And, of course, various post-match reaction coming from the various club Twitter accounts. See you in 7 days.